In the late 1960s, physicist Luis Alvarez decided he would X-ray an Egyptian pyramid to see if it had any large hidden chambers. It didn't, but his idea was exceedingly clever. Instead of using actual X-rays, he used particles that rain down on Earth from outer space. Now, some physicists have come up with a new application for this idea, finding smuggled nuclear materials like plutonium. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
One nice thing about the idea is that it's nature's X-ray machine. The particles, called cosmic rays, that do the scanning are free.
Cosmic rays are nuclear particles which come from space. They're still somewhat mysterious. Some might originate from the explosions of stars. Some come from very distant places.
William Priedorsky is a physicist at Los Alamos National Laboratory and chief scientist of its Proliferation and International Security Division. The particles he's interested in are called muons.
There are about 10,000 of these muons crossing every square meter of the Earth's surface per minute. So as you and I speak, we're just getting hit by hundreds of these particles before we can finish a sentence.
Even so, that's not a lot of particles to make a detailed image. Priedorsky and colleagues decided to try anyway. They set out a heavy cylinder of tungsten supported by some steel rods and tried to take a picture. Tungsten, like nuclear materials, is very dense and so would deflect more muons than, say, a piece of plastic. The idea was that a muon would come down from outer space, strike the cylinder, and bounce off at a different angle. The researchers put a device to detect muons above the cylinder and below it, a computer watched, and then a ghostly image of the cylinder appeared on the screen.
And what surprised us in the image is we saw some structure out at the edge, and when we analyzed that, that was the steel strut, which was holding up the tungsten. So not only were we able to detect this fairly massive piece of tungsten, we were also able to detect some steel that was only a few millimeters thick. That's one of the high points of a scientific career, to have a result like that roll out on this computer screen.
The physicists did a computer simulation to see if they could spot quarts of uranium in a truck full of sheep and found it would work. Not that terrorists are smuggling nuclear materials in sheep shipments, but you get the idea.
The more I've looked at it, the more impressed I am with it.
John McGill is a physicist with the company General Atomics.
I think this is the best idea that I've seen for detecting radiological materials that people are trying to smuggle. And you should be able to slow traffic down by certainly no more than a minute to essentially inspect the entire volume of the car or truck or whatever it is.
It's worth mentioning here that other companies have other ways to scan trucks and containers. A scientist at one of those companies told NPR he thought his machine was better. And William Priedorsky admits this idea is still in its infancy. It doesn't look expensive, but you never know. And is there a way to beat the system?
I can think of some, and I don't particularly want to talk about it. I think there is great utility for a number of practical situations.
But you can think of one, a way to get around it.
Oh, I can't think of a detection system that doesn't have some means to at least reduce its effectiveness.
If there's someone smart enough to think of an idea, he says, there's usually someone smart enough to think of a way around it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.